Tana Kirus. Who is the Tana of this next braisa that said that if you iker, you have to make another bracha? Is Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a kash on Rabbi Chizda, because that braisa is a yochid, goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya we learned. Chaverim shoyim subin. If you have a chabura of people sitting and eating together, the okru raglayim, and they got up, they were iker raglayim. So Rashbam always says the deek is because it says loshin okru. Okru's mashma that there was a chabura that really, as we spoke before, the akiras mashma the mishum mihiras hey nekrin. Avol im lo echein adayin hoyotzrichin lamdoi v'levorech brochash lachreim. It's mashma, really these are things that you have to make a brochash lachreino bimkoimim. And if not for something special that came up, you wouldn't be able to get up. That first you'd have to make a brochash lachreino bimkoimim. But now something special came up, that the okru raglayim, they picked himself up and went away without making a bracha achreina. What was the special thing? Leilech lebeis haknesses. They didn't daven mincha yet, so they went to shul lebeis haMedrash. Is kishen yotzin. In such a case, when they leave the room, ein tunim bracha lamafrayim. They do not have to make a bracha achreina before they leave. And since they're going to dvar mitzvah, they're going to daven, so even though usually you're not supposed to leave your mokum until you eat bench, but so you make a bracha achreina, that's always like a chilam, but here mashmu tzorach mitzvah tzmuta. U'kishen chayzer, when they come back again, after davening, ein tunim bracha like a chilam. You do not have to make a bracha rishayin again. Now the Tana Kama, l'chur, this is the way Reb Chizda paskins, that as long as these are things that need a bracha achreina, then kaimon, it's a chosheva bracha achreina, which we had on Machlokes before. The Rashbam is the most cool dikashita that learns any one of the Shiva Saminim. Is considered a bracha achreina b'mkoyman. If you have to make al gefin v'al priya gefin, or it's al eitz v'al priyetz, anything from the shiva saminim, the bracha achreina is a chosh of a bracha, that you have to make that bracha achreina b'mkoyman. If you walk away, you have to come back again and make the bracha achreina that mokum. So since you have to make it there, even if you leave the place and go someplace else, you didn't finish eating, and you have a right to continue eating without making a bracha b'shoyna. That's the Rashbam Shita. We spoke out, Taisa says the Shita is no only pas. Taisa says, or else maybe Taisa says ala michia. If you're eating cake, also that's called the chashav bracha achreinam. So if you're in the middle of eating cake, you go outside and go to another house, you don't have to make a bracha rishoinam. La locha lemais we pask in lekula leti Rashbam that il avad metchila you're not supposed to leave your place unless you make a bracha achreinam. Let's say you were eating dates or you were drinking wine, and for some reason you went outside the house, you went to another house, and you want to continue drinking wine or eating your dates. You do not have to make a bracha rishoyna. Because we are a little bit of effort, we pass the letter Rashbam. That's all succeeded to the bracha lachrayim. Now, so far this is a Tana Kama. The Omer Rav Yehuda says though, v'medavar mamurim, when was this said? Now usually the Gemara in Chul always says that when Rav Yehuda says a lashon of bamer, it's lachalik. He's coming to argue on the Tana Kama. Amosai, when Rav Yehuda used the lashon of Amosai, then lefarish duvek chomim bo. Then he's coming to explain what the Chum hold. So here Rabbi Yehuda says the Lashon of Bameh. Mashmi is arguing on the Tanakama. That the Tanakama says no matter what, since you ate something that you have to make a bracha achreina b'mkoyman, when you left, you do not have to make a bracha rishreina again. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says no. Bameh devar mamurim, when is this said that you don't have to make another bracha rishreina? That's only bizman shenichu shom miksat chaverim. That when you left, there was at least one person remaining over. So you have five people to start out with. If four people went to shul to daven mincha, as long as one person remained over, then when the other four people come back, they do not have to make a bracha rishoyna. Let's say all five people left. They did not leave over anybody. Everybody left the place. Then Rav Yehuda Shita is, kishen yoytzim, yishno, before you leave, tunim bracha mafreya. Lechatchila, before you leave, you're supposed to make a bracha achreina before you leave. Now, when you return, and it's tunim bracha lechatchila, you have to make another bracha before you start eating. So Taisa speaks out, Lechur, this is pshita. Like, if you tell me before you leave, you have to make a bracha achreina, so pshita, if you made a bracha achreina, that's it, you finished eating. When you come back, pshita, you have to make a bracha rishreina. Like, what have you this chiddush here? True, let's tell the Rashbam, they were drinking wine. So he says, now you want to stop and go to shul, you should know, before you leave, you have to make an al gefen v'al priya gefen. So if you made yal bracha achreina, pshita, when you come back, you have to make a bracha rishreina. What's Rav Yehuda's chiddush? So Tanya's really learned is litzadim ketani. That Rav Yehuda's saying is, that lechatchila, really, if you ask us, before you leave, you should not leave unless you make a bracha achreina. But then he sang a chiddush. Let's say it was late already. The time was start daven mincha. So you ran out without breaking a bracha achareinu. Now the chiddush is, when you come back again, you should know before you start drinking wine again, you have to again make a bracha rishonim. But avada, the chiddush of making a bracha rishonim is where you did not make the bracha achareinim. Where you left the room, you were drinking wine, five people together. Then the shamash came in and said that we need a minyan for minyan to daven mincha. So all five ran out first daven mincha without a bracha achareinu. Now when they come back again, Rav Yehuda is being mechadesh, they have to make a bracha rishonim. Even though these are dvorim hatunim bracha abim kaimam, so Rav Yehuda doesn't know from that shita. If all five people leave, nobody's left over, that's called you. It's called the hesach hadas. You like finish eating at that place. You are mesiach das. A shinu makim is like hesach hadas. You have to make another bracha rishonim. So maybe it's not a kasha on Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda taika pastels like the Tanakama here. I we have a brisa that's totally if you leave over somebody or not. That's the Shita Siochid, Rav Yehuda Shita. But Allah, we don't pass them like Rav Yehuda. Now the Gemara is, Elo taimo de bidvorim hatuna brochel achreim bim koimon. De geshen yoitzin ein tuna brochel amafreya. What is Rav Chisda saying? That if you eat something, you drink something like wine, or else eat one of the Shiva Saminim, like the Rashbam learns, that it's turning the brochel achreim bim koimon, you have to make the aleitz val priyates. You have to make it in the place where you finished eating. Then we say, "Kushein chayzrin ain tuna bracha katchila." That when you come back, you do not have to make a bracha rishonim, since it's a chash of a Michael that the bracha chorena had to be in its place, and you didn't make the bracha chorena yet. So even though you left this room and you went to another house, either you're allowed to continue drinking the wine there, or else when you come back to this house, you're allowed to continue drinking. That's from Chiz the Shita. Avol dvorim shein tuna bracha lachreim. Let's say eating something like some fruit, eating apples, that the bracha achrein is only burn of hoshes, that you don't have to make in the same place where you finished eating. You're allowed to eat the apple here and go outside and make the bracha achrein someplace else. Hey, dvarim she'ein tu the bracha achrein b'mkaimam. You do not have to make the burn of hoshes at the place where you finished eating. You're allowed to make it someplace else. Is afilu l'rabbonim, even according to the Tanakam here, even according to Rabbonim, is alocha k'shein yoitzim. When you leave your place, pshita lechatchilam is tuna brach lamafreya. Havada, if you're eating an apple and you leave your house now, lechatchila you're not supposed to leave until you make the burn of hoshes. Before you leave, make the burn of hoshes. Abu kishen chayzrin. Let's say you left and you did not make the burn of hoshes yet. You're in a rush. You had to go outside. You had to go someplace. You had to go to shul, and then you come back after shul and you want to continue eating your apple. The locher is tuna brach lechatchila. You have to make the bracha rishonim over again. This is what's master from the Rabbanan here, and that's like Rav Chisda holds. So, for the Gemara, leima teva tiyufa to Rav Yechanan. By Bezoi, this should be a kash on Rav Yechanan Shita. That Rav Yechanan before on top said that he holds v'yechlet shinu makam ain't sarf levarach. Rav Yehuda holds, Rav Yechanan Shita was, there's no din shinu makam. Even though you're eating an apple here in this house, and you leave this house, go to another house, as long as you are not mesiach das, you did not make up your mind, you're not going to eat anymore. No, you had in mind, you want to continue eating. So what's wrong? The fact is, you left this house, went to another house, he holds there's no psula shinu makam. Shinu makam is not called like hesach hadas. And the Rav Yechanan says it's tam, mashm, even apples, even soda, even something that bracha achrein is only a posh and a burn a posh is, still, as long as you are not mesiach das, you did not give up, you didn't think, you're going to stop eating. But you had in mind, you want to continue eating, so you're allowed to continue eating. So who are this brisa now from the Rabbanan, the kasha and Rabbi Yechanan? Because here it's mashma only shiva saminim that the bracha achrein has to be bimkaimon. Then we say shinu makim is not called a hefsik. But mashma clearly stam fruits or soda, which is not toin bracha bimkaimon. It is called a hefsik adas. And for zot gemara enech nami, for the gemara of olav miyay svinu chode zimno. Didn't we already ask one kashan on Rabbi Yechanan? We shrugged up the ready Rabbi Yechanan. That was the first brice that we asked before, that Meisvei, it says clearly, Shinu Mokum Tzorach Levorach. It says clearly a brice that Shinu Mokum is a pastless. It has a din like Hesach Hadas, that if you leave this house and go to another house, you have to make another bracha Rishayna. So we already shrugged up Rabbi Yechanan one time. So what's the Gemara saying now? Let's shrug him up a second time. And if the Gemara means to say like this, it's true. We already asked one kasha from that brisa. The Gemara means to say, we have another brisa now that would again be a kasha on Rabbi Yechanan. And the way the Rashbam explains, it's a nafkamina. Let's say somehow you'll be able to answer the first braisa. Or maybe you'll tell me that first braisa is a shibush. Something went wrong with it. It's not a real braisa. So even if you want to answer the first braisa, the Gemara means this, though, look, we have another braisa now. There would still be a kasha on Rabbi Yechon from this Tanakama here. But the Tanakama says clearly, you only don't have to make a bracha if it's a choshim, a bracha achreina. Then we say, since you have to make a bimkoimon, you never left eating. Ma'ashenkein stam aburin afoshus. Here's mashma, when you finish eating and leave the house, it's called, you finished eating, it's called the Hesachadas. So it should be a kasha gana, Rabbi Yechonin. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yechonin can answer himself and say no. Omalach Rabbi Yechonin, I'll tell you who adin diafilu dvorim she'ein tunim brochalach reim bimkoimon is nami ain't tzrichin levorach. Maybe that's what the Tanakhama says, that if you leave your place to go to shul and come back again, you do not have to make a bracha rishonim. It's lav davka, something like a shiva saminim. But even anything, even if you're only drinking soda or you're eating an apple, that the bracha achronim is tamabur nefoshes, that you do not have to metchila make the bracha achronim right here when you finish eating. You're allowed to go someplace else and make the bracha there. Still, maybe the rabbanim here hold like the v'yechlin shita, that shinu makam, even though you left this place, and later you want to eat again, you do not have to make a bracha rishonim. Maybe they also hold shinu makim is never called Hesach Hadas. Or the question is, why did it say in this rice to okru raglayim, which was a diak Rashbam explained already? Okru mashma, something urgent came up and they had to pick themselves up and leave. But mashma, if nothing urgent came up, they would not be allowed to pick themselves up and leave, but rather they would have had to make the bracha rishonim din kaimam. So that was the lashon at okru, it's mashma, that we're talking about something that really the bracha achrona is supposed to be right now before you leave. You're not allowed to leave without making the bracha achrona. Because like b'shiva saminim, the bracha achrona has to be in the same place where you finish eating. That's mashma, only now something urgent came up to go to shul, it's mutter. So Khuru, why does it say such a lashon? If you want to tell me the bracha is even talking about when you're drinking soda, that yeah, you are allowed to leave without making the bracha achrona b'mkoyman. So why does the Brisa say in Lashon of Okru, which is mashma only the Shiva Saminim? So I'll answer you, Le'adiyach HaKoichot Rav Yehuda. I tell you the Brisa wants to say a Chiddush HaLibud Rav Yehuda. It's saying a Chiddush Rav Yehuda Shita. That what? Te'afilu Dvorim, She'etunim Brochol Achreim B'mkoimon, even if you're eating things that are choshev, like the Shiva Saminim. That when you get finished eating, you have to make a Brocha Achreinah. Bin mokum where you're finished eating, that lechatchila, you're not allowed to leave this mokum. You're not allowed to go to someplace else. Before you leave this mokum, you are supposed to make the bracha achrona. Still, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, Taima denicho miktas chaverim. Why do we say when you went to shul to daven in the middle of your meal and you came back again, you do not have to make a bracha rishona only because you left over somebody still eating? Avo loy hinicho miktas chaverim. But let's say you did not leave over anybody. Everybody, all five people, went to shul at the same time. Then Rabbi Yehuda's shita is, Kishem yoitzim lechatchila, before you leave, is tunim brach lamafroyim. Before you leave now to go to shul, you're supposed to make the brach achreina, before you leave. Ukishem chayzrim, but when they come back again, and let's say for some reason they did not make the brach achreina when they left, and now they're coming back to continue eating their meal, is Rabbi Yehuda's shita is, tunim brach lechatchila. They have to go now and make another brach rishonim. Even if they're in the middle of eating a Suda of Pas, even if it's only Shiva Saminim, still Rabbi Yehuda's shita is, if all five people left, when they come back, they have to make a bracha Rishonim. So I tell you the reason why this bracha says the lashon of Ik Okru, the Reyim, is a Talmud the Chiddush according to Rabbi Yehuda's shita. But this will not be a kasha on Rabbi Yechonin. It could be the Tanakama holds, even if nobody's left over, even if all five people went to shul, they're in the middle of eating, and they went to shul, they left their place, when they come back again, I'll tell you maybe they do not have to make a bracha rishonim. They're allowed to continue eating. And what things are we talking about? Lav davka the lashon of ikru, where it was something you were supposed to make the bracha achrona b'mkoyman. Then maybe even if you're only like drinking soda, or you like eating fruits, apples, that there you are allowed to leave the place. Still, according to the Tanakhama, when you come back, maybe a shinu makim is not considered Hesach Hadas. Since when you left, you had in mind to continue eating, you didn't want to finish eating, you just knew you had to daven mincha now. So in the middle of you eating your apples, you left them and went to daven. But you had in mind to come back to eat to continue eating. So as long as you're not mesiach das, you're allowed to continue eating without breaking the bracha rishonim. So from here, this price alone would not be a kasha on Rabbi Yechonin. But enechnami, we don't hold like Rabbi Yechonin from the first price. But al pi pashkes, this price is a raya to Rechizda, that the Brisa is talking about Badavka, Dvorim, Shetunim, Broch, Lachrem, and Kaimon. Something like at least a Shiva Saminim. Or else the way Tosh Shita is Davka, Burim, Nimazonis. Then we say, if we're in the middle of eating cake, and we are Mavari Lalochis, there's also only the Magen Avraham sounds like this. And Posh, that's the Lochem. But that's what we say even by Dvorim. Hatunim, Broch, Lachrem, it's only if you first ate a Kazayas. Like Lamoshki, you sat down to eat some bread. And before you ate a kezias of bread, right away you went outside the house. Then if you come back again, you would have to make a bracha rishon again. Because those svarim, these are dvarim atunim bracha lachrein b'mkoymon, means you have to make a bracha achreina. If you eat less than a kezias, you don't have to make a bracha achreina. So even if you ate a little bit cake or a little bit pas, but less than a kezias, you don't have to make a bracha achreina. So then we say when you get up and leave the house, that's called the hetzach hadas. When you come back again, you have to make again a bracha rishon. Now, if you mean Amol, somebody wants to wash in the house and then finish eating a sandwich in the car. So if you want to continue eating the sandwich in the car, you have to make sure before you leave your house, you eat at least the kezias of the bread. So if you eat the kezias of the bread here, it's called Dvorim Atun Ubroch L'Achrein Dem Koimam. You're supposed to metchil a bench right now. So then if you go outside and finish eating over there, it would be okay. But about it has to be something that you ate at least the kezias that you're trying Broch L'Achrein. Toi speaks out here that mikan mashma shim shokach lispalo, for this could be emtsa suda. Someone is in the middle of eating, and he reminds himself he didn't daven mincha yet. He didn't daven yet. Vispalo, so in the middle of davening you stop eating and you go to daven mincha. Shein sorach brocha, you do not have to make another brocha afilo katchila. Even the katchila you're allowed to leave. Like mashma of this gemara here. Now since it's called the dvar mitzvah, so usually when you finish when you're eating and you want to leave the house, you're not supposed to leave until first you make the bracha achrayna. But if you're going with dvar mitzvah to daven, mashma matchila, you're allowed to get up and go daven. And when you come back again, you do not have to make a bracha rishayna. O mashevi rab yom tifraya, perkisu adam diyama mishto bruchi badi adodi lo yefsham, shetzorok levorok bricha samozin, velito yodov einu raya. The Gemara in Chulin says, every time when we bench halakos. So the question is, when you get finished benching and you drink the kais, do you have to make again a bar piya gofen or not? Do we say like, you drank one in the middle of the meal, and you have in mind that you want to drink the wine after the meal also? So, chura, after you get finished benching, do you have to make again a bracha or bar piya gofen on the kais? So the other Gemara says, yes, you have to make another bar piya gofen on the kais. You know why? Because it's not possible the same second to bench and to drink. So, bechach, when you're benching, that's called a hefsik. That's called a hetzach hadas. When you went down to bench, since at that time when you're talking, benching, you can't drink, that's called a hetzach hadas, a hefsik. And when you drink again later, you have to make another bracha. So for the kasher is then, it should be the same thing by davening. In the middle of your meal, even if you're drinking, you're eating pas. In the middle of your meal, now you realize you didn't daven, you get up to don't daven. So b'shash you're davening, you can't eat. So why don't we say the same svara? Since b'shash you're davening, you can't eat, let that be a hefsik. And when you come back again to continue your meal, you should have to make a bracha rishon again. So Tosfos says, no, it's no kasha. So he says, the davka ka be bracha samosin amrim hochi. Only over there if you bench. Then we say, when you get finished benching, you have to make another bracha rishon. To have a hefsik u gma sudan. Because the whole pshat from benching is, you finish eating. What is bracha samosin? After you finish eating, you bench. So there we say that the benching is called like you finished eating, that's called a silik. Now if you want to drink wine again, you have to make another bracha rishayna. Abo tfilo. But if in the middle of a meal you get up to daven mincha, afagav the mechel utzlu yivada dod l'yefsha. Even though while you're davening true you can't eat, abein v'kaklum. That's not the ikas svar on the chulin. Just it means while you're davening you can't eat. Kesem kasha, while you're talking also you can't eat. And talking is not called hesek in the middle of a meal. In other words, the ikas svar on the Gemara Chulin is if you bench. Benching is called a silik, that's called you finished eating. So after benching, it's a svar, you have to make another bracha rishayna on the kosher yayin. Mashenkin here in the middle of a meal, you get up to daven mincha, to daven something. When you come back, you do not have to make another bracha rishayna. Since you, it's dvarim hatunu bracha lachrem b'mkaimam, you wait at least the gezayis before you left. So that's called a chashav b'mokam, and you're going to come back to it. It's not called Hesach Hadas. Yeah. Weiter. Mortanya Kavosad of Chizda. I'll bring you now a riot to Rav Chizda. Tanya Kavosad of Chizda. Chaverim Shoyimisubim Lishtos Yain. You have a chabur, a few people together, went down to sit to drink wine together. The Okru Raglayim. So this is a riot to Rashbam Shita, that just drinking wine alone is considered a dover Shetuna Brocha Chrendam Koyman. What we're talking about here, they went to drink down, to drink wine. Taisa Tak is not Gurus Lishtos Yain. Because Taisa Shita is just drinking wine, is not considered Dvar Matuna Brocha Chrendam Koyman. Taisa Shita is only if you ate bread, or else if you eat cake. But Stam Shiva Saminim, you don't have to make the Brocha Chrendam Koyman. But in the Kurtz Rashbam Shita, that was a Chabura of people sitting down to drink wine. The Okra Raglayim, and it says such a lotion, that something happened sudden, that they have to leave their Mokum without making the Brocha Chrendam. Mashmado minastam, you're not supposed to leave your mokum without making the bracha chreinim. So drinking wine is considered dvorim shetun the bracha lachrein bim koimim. That really, before you leave your place, you shouldn't make a bracha chreinim. Now here, for some reason, they got up and didn't make the bracha chreinim. V'chozru, then they came back again. Is alocha ein tzrichan avorach. They do not have to make a bracha rishonim. And here it does not say any chilek, whether you left over people in the room or you didn't leave over people in the room. Mashmi, even if all the people left. But as long as it's something that's tuna bracha lachrein b'mkayman, you do not have to make another bracha rishon. So this is a riot to Rav Chizda. So that's where Shvam comes out, that's where he paskin like that. It just says here, avu shar peiros umashkin, sheinim is shiva saminim, but let's say eating something not from the shiva saminim, sheinim tzrichim bracha lachrein b'mkayman, the yochav abai is there, you started to eat your apple in this room, this house. V'chaz v'gochav abai sachar, then you went outside to another house, is sorok levarach tchila. You have to make another bracha rishonim before you start eating in the second house. So to Rashbam, avu mepina lepina v'abayis echod, ain sorok levarach. But where's for sure you don't have to make another bracha rishonim? If in the same room, from one side of the room to the other side of the room, that's not called esek adat, that's for sure. Ain sorok levarach, katani mastis in the rare of a hinnah, mishun yeh. So the Rashbam shita mashmi is only mepina lepina. Because when you're eating an apple, or you're eating or drinking soda, if you make the shakl and you start eating at this side of the room, you're allowed to later walk to the other side of the room, that shit you don't have to make another bracha b'shoina. That's not called the shina mokum. But zmashma from the Rashbam, from one room to another room, is also called the shina mokum. So if you mamash in your house, and you sit down to drink water in the kitchen, and then you decide to go into the dining room, l'chura, if you can't see from your kitchen the dining room, you can't see that mokum, but the Rashbam Shit Lechura, you would have to make another bracha b'shoina. However, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah comes out to Bir Halacha, he wants to say Lamaisa, the Velt does not know like that, that people make a bracha b'shoina in one room in the house, and they walk throughout the whole house. Savadi says, the best thing is Metchila, whenever you make a bracha for a shakol, or you make a bracha for eats in your house, you should Metchila have in mind that you want to eat this any place in your house. If you have in mind b'shash to make the bracha, you want to eat it at any place in the one house, in one house, habiyas on the one roof. Even if you're downstairs, you will have that seated upstairs. That's okay. That pshita is good. So the best thing is, whenever you make a shakol or bar priate, have in mind that you don't only want to eat it right now in this room right now, but you want to walk around the house and eat it any place in the house. That for sure helps according to everybody. But then the bir loch is even makel. Even let's say no. Metchil, you sat down to eat the apple on this table, and you didn't think you could go anyplace else. And then you get a phone call, they call you into the next room. So my sibidi ever, he's makel to say that in this same house, as long as you're under one roof, even if you walk from one cheder, one room to another room, or even from downstairs to upstairs, it's still not called the shinu makom. Nageya tachila, it's only called the shinu makom if you go outside your house. Benachnami, if somebody, if a friend calls you outside, and you walk outside your house to say goodbye, hello to somebody, then you come back inside your house, then for sure you have to make another bracha rishonah. If it's something that only needs a burn of precious at the end. So the Chachila was saying, when you eat these things of a shakol, have in mind that any place in the house you want to eat it. And if you didn't have that in mind, as long as you're inside your house, even from upstairs or downstairs or any room to another room, for the effort you don't have to make another bracha rishonah. That first bracha helps for every place. Yeah. Right. Tana Rabbon. B'nei Chabura Shoyu Misubin. You had five people sitting together. They were having their meal Friday afternoon. The kiddush aleim ayim, and all of a sudden it came peshkia. It came time to make kiddush already. They started the meal Friday, let's say 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and the suda went a nice long time. And before you know, it's time to make kiddush. is what's the halacha this braisa holds? Mevi in loy kosher yayin. You're supposed to bring them right now in the middle of the meal. So you have to stop the meal right now. This is like a Yehudi sheet we had before. The yom arola kedushas hayom. And you're supposed to make kiddush right now. You are not allowed to continue your suda. So you have to stop right now and make kiddush right now. The sheni yom arola birchas hamazon. And after you make kiddush, then right away the second kiddush you have to bench on the second kiddush. Diver Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. This is one girsa. This girsa says, first you make kiddush, and then you have to bench. Let's see the Rashbam. Hochi Gassinim. Tana Rabbonin. V'nei chabura shoyu misubin v'kiddush alayim ayoyim. Is mevi'in loy koisho yayin v'yarmu alav kudushas ayoyim. V'yemtsa sudosai. They're in the middle of the big meal right now. So as soon as it comes time to make kiddush, they have to stop the meal and they have to make kiddush right now. Then after they make kiddush, v'hasheni miyad oimer olav birchas hamazon. As soon as they get finished making kiddush, then they have to bench. Umafsik and they make that sokom, they stop the meal. K'diyam Rav Yehuda Liel. This is Rav Yehuda Shita Liel we had. That if they were eating from before Shabbos and now it came time to make kiddush, you have to stop your meal and you have to make kiddush first. See, the chiddush is, Umiyu, hoyo v'giyah shas kiddush, tzorach l'kaddish t'chilo. That's the chiddush that Christ holds. That even though before Rabbi Yehuda's mashma, that as soon as it come times to make kiddush, you have to stop your first sudah, and poshe there we learn you have to bench first, and then you go to make kiddush. This Christ holds no. That since right now, l'mais, it's a time to make kiddush. So you're not allowed to eat right now. So you can't bench first, because if you bench first, you won't be able to drink the kiddush, or birchas hamazon. Because you can't drink before you make kiddush. So therefore, this price holds the first thing now you have to do, it became now shkia, it's after shkia. It's time to make kiddush, you have to stop your meal and go make kiddush l'shem Shabbos, b'makabel Shabbos. Now that you made kiddush ready, now you have to go bench, like to end that first meal you're eating, and now when you bench, you can drink the kosher yayin, and then echnami, now you have to start the suda over again, l'kavod Shabbos. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rashi says, another Lashon is, Kasinon, Rishinayim Rola Vrichas HaMazon. No, that the Bryce holds, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, now that it takes time to make Kiddush, first you have to do is stop your meal you start on the Friday afternoon and bench first. Then, Shein Yayim Rola Kiddush, Hayoyim. Then the second Kiddush, right away make Kiddush. Over the Sefta, the Brachas, Mochia Kolashon Rishon. The Sefta is Mashma, the first Pshat, that no, that you have to first make Kiddush. Because since right now it's a man to make kiddush, and if you hold, you're not allowed to continue eating. So, because since kiddush comes right now, so you can't bench first, because then you can't drink the yain. So, therefore, first you have to make kiddush, and then you go bench and finish your old meal, the weekday meal, Friday meal, and now you have to down portion and wash again, over again, to make a sudish on Shabbos. Give Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Yaimer, we had the Yosi before, was no. He holds oichel v'hoylech achatechshech. If you start to teach Friday afternoon, you're allowed to continue your suda mama shacha tefshach. You continue your suda until 12 o'clock at night. Rashi, Rashbam, achetig masudosan inami holchin boich lemish tefshach. We have yisle time el the day ein rafikin klal. If yisle shita is even though you started Friday afternoon to have your suda, and now it's come time to make kiddush, you do not have to stop. You're allowed to continue eating your meal, and whenever you get finished, then you go ahead and make kiddush. So the Mar Gomru Kois Rishon, Bavar Cholav Birchas Mazin. So according to Rabbi Yosi, whenever you finish.